This is a great day in the Commonwealth of Mass. Let me just start by thanking and congratulating our colleagues in the legislature for working hard to make sure they got this done before the end of the session. This legislation will ensure that no woman in the Commonwealth of Mass, irrespective of whatever goes on in Washington, will have to worry about whether or not her health care services and rights will be protected here in the Commonwealth. And this is a very good thing. I also want to thank all the folks in the community, all the folks in the healthcare community, and all the folks who worked on this to make sure that this got done and kept this issue visible and put it in front of people and made sure that it was part of the legislative initiatives that took place during the first half of this session. This is exactly the sort of opportunity where Massachusetts has a chance to send a message to other parts of the country about how we think and how we feel about this issue, and I'm proud to be part of the team that got this over the goal line. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor. I can't tell you how happy I am to be here today. I assume you are, too. The access bill has been one of my top priorities, and if Washington is going to be hostile toward programs and policies that we know work, then we need to be prepared to protect them. We're given a chance to make these programs work even better, to ensure that they are entrenched and enforced and even more accessible. We're going to seize the opportunity to improve women's access to health care. Thank you to our partners in this fight. Speaker Pro Tem Pat Hattitt, Chairman John Steinbeck, to the Governor, thank you so much for supporting our work, setting up this momentous event, and signing this bill. We've been looking forward to it, and you've done it today. To Chairpersons Eldridge, Mishlowitz, Spilka, and Sanchez for their stewardship through their committees. To the Speaker and the Senate President for guaranteeing swift action to ensure women's access to health care. And a very special thank you to the Coalition for Choice, the Massachusetts Association of Health Plans, and Blue Cross Blue Shield for coming together on this legislative effort. A special thank you to them, please. The Coalition for Choice really guaranteed the success of this bill. These groups, full of fantastic women leaders, were quintessential champions in the push for access. So today, we are all very thankful, a few days short of Thanksgiving, and tomorrow we continue our work for a better Commonwealth. Thank you so much.
I'm going to speak very briefly because I'm going to actually give my time to someone else to speak, which really is, that's got to be something historical in nature right then and there. But I just wanted to just point out one thing, that I think that all women of this Commonwealth, all women of this country, all women of the world are entitled to affordable, reliable, and safe contraceptive care. And I think that that's what this is all about, quite frankly. It's very, very simple. I think that most importantly, though, I want to, again, call up a lady who's been, I think she said this was her number one priority when she first spoke to me about this legislation. Since then, she's had five others, but that's but I understand that as Speaker of the House. But it's my pleasure to introduce one of the sponsors of the bill, along with Representative Chairman Steinbeck, I should say, Speaker Pro Tem Pat Hattitt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, Governor. Everyone who's gathered here today, there aren't enough ways to say thank you. This was one of those items that, yes, it became a priority, not just because of what it does, but because of the potential for things to change dramatically. for the women of Massachusetts. So I want to add my thanks and really underscore and underline the amount of work that the advocates and the healthcare policy people put into this. We would never be here if it were not for you also making this a top priority and allowing people from both sides to talk about what the challenges were, but always, always knowing that getting to yes was the most important thing you could do. So please take my thanks to the advocacy group, to my friends in the healthcare community, and know that there will be women that we will never know about who will be able to make the decision on how large their family is, when to start their family, regardless of their economic condition. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for remembering all of those people that don't necessarily speak for themselves. It's my honor to be able to pass the microphone along to another woman who will stand with us and has always stood with us on so many issues around not only access but fairness, and that is our Attorney General Maura Healey.
Well, thank you so much, Speaker Pro Tem Hatta. I really appreciate the work that you and your colleagues have done in getting this through, and obviously appreciate Governor Baker signing this important piece of legislation here today. So to Senate President Rosenberg and Speaker DeLeo, Senator Chandler, Representative Haddad, and Representative Cybak, to all of the colleagues in the legislature, This is what this is about. I mean, especially in this time when so much is wrong with Washington and people here, our residents, our economy, our businesses, our interests are undermined or under threat, to see the legislature come together, work with the coalition, with the support of the administration to get something done that is meaningful, that's, I think, a sign of Massachusetts leadership and a sign of where we should be now and as we go forward. From my point of view, this is pretty simple. This is about the fact that every woman should have access to affordable and reliable basic health preventative services, including birth control. And this bill takes an important step towards ensuring that. It's a critical issue, not just for women, though, for families. For any man out there with a daughter, a sister, a wife, we know this is fundamentally important. Why? Because it goes directly to the ability of a woman to get an education, to enter the workforce, to stay in the workforce, to build economic security for her family. And so for a federal administration that seems to be set on taking women backwards, holding them back, it is wonderful to see us here in Massachusetts collectively make a statement that we're not going to stand for that. Now, of course, and I'm really proud of this effort today. We gather at a time when reproductive health care and access to reproductive health care is under attack in serious ways all across this country. And we'll certainly continue in my office to take action to protect the rights of millions of women in our state and across this country. If there's one thing that I want to make sure we're clear about as we gather here today, it's to send the message here and across this country that we are not going away. We're going to continue to stand for the rights of women, and we're going to continue to stand for the importance of people's ability to access health care. And that's why, you know, when it comes to Massachusetts, no matter how dark the hour or what the news is from D.C., it is great to know that we have an opportunity to do right by families and communities here in Massachusetts and to lead as we always have. Thank you, and again, thank you so much to the members of the coalition who came forward, told the stories. And with that, I want to introduce our terrific Executive Director of Planned Parenthood Massachusetts, Jennifer Childs-Roschak.
So thank you very much. I am so proud to be here today on behalf of patients, providers, advocates, and our partners from the Coalition for Choice to celebrate this momentous victory. This bill represents a true team effort between NARAL, the ACLU, the Massachusetts Family Planning Association, Planned Parenthood, and the thousands of patients and advocates who have spoken up to protect women's access to birth control. Birth control has transformed the lives of women for decades. Being able to decide when or whether to become a patient enables women to improve their overall health, focus on their education, and achieve their personal goals. But access to birth control has not always been easy, and it certainly hasn't always been equitable. As a family doctor for over 20 years, I've seen firsthand what happens when contraception is unaffordable and therefore inaccessible. I've cared for patients with high copays who cut their birth control pills in half, delayed refills, or even skipped birth control altogether. And I've counseled patients who settled for a less effective method because they couldn't afford the out-of-pocket costs of a more effective, long-acting contraceptive like an IUD. Everyone deserves the ability to stay healthy, plan their families, and focus on their future, no matter who they are, where they live, or who they work for. And now, as established law, the contraceptive access measure will help Massachusetts women do just that, regardless of President Trump's national agenda. And let's be clear, from day one, healthcare, and in particular, women's healthcare, has been in the crosshairs of this Trump administration. And it's been up to us to fight back locally. Massachusetts is leading the charge against these politically motivated attacks, and that's why our coalition continuously mobilized supporters, met with state house leaders, engaged the insurers like Blue Cross Blue Shield and the Massachusetts Association of Health Plans, and never stopped advocating for this critical legislation. I'm proud that Massachusetts is the first state to take legislative action since the Trump administration gave the green light for any employer or corporation to deny employees birth control coverage for any reason. We are also the first state to pass legislation in collaboration with health insurers, testimony to what we can accomplish when people come before politics. By swiftly enacting this law with overwhelming support, Massachusetts lawmakers are sending a clear message to DC politicians. We don't play politics and political games with people's health care here in Massachusetts. So thank you, Governor Baker. Thank you, Speaker DeLeo and Senate President Rosenberg. Thank you, Majority Leader Chandler, Speaker Pro Tem Haddad, and Representative Cybak. Thank you to every single person who never stopped advocating for the passage of this bill. I am so proud that our state has a long history of being a leader in healthcare access and equity. And today, we are taking one step further. Thank you. And now, introducing President Andrew Dreyfus from Blue Cross.
Thank you. So first, let me join the congratulations and thanks to the governor, to the Senate president, to the speaker, the attorney general, and to the bill sponsors and to the committee chairs. A week ago, I was at a healthcare conference in Boston with people from around the country. I was actually on a panel with Secretary Sutters. And we talked about all the progress we've made and so many issues in Massachusetts. And a physician asked a question on the panel. He was from North Carolina. He said, "How do you do it? How have you accomplished so much?" I said, "The secret sauce is collaboration. Collaboration is what gave us the 2006 bill to expand coverage. 98% of the population of Massachusetts has health insurance. Collaboration is what's allowing us to tackle the big issue of the affordability and quality of healthcare. And now collaboration has brought us this extraordinary bill, this extraordinary coalition, to support reproductive rights for women and to ensure that everyone has access to contraceptive services. Blue Cross is proud to support this bill. We're proud to be part of the coalition, and we're even prouder to be part of the healthcare community in Massachusetts, which employs the secret sauce of collaboration on every single issue that makes healthcare better for our community. Thank you.
Do you have any on-topic questions on this stuff? Sounds like everybody thinks we did the right thing. Right. I'll do some off-topic stuff outside. But thank you all very much for your work. Thank you very much for your support and for your advocacy. And thank you very much for helping us build a great Commonwealth, especially when it comes to reproductive rights for women here in Massachusetts. Thank you. Thank you.